is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. If you haven't figured it out, yeah, I'm JR. That would be me. This is the JR Sport Brief Show. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Nico Scarlatos. And thank you to you for listening wherever you might be. And wherever that is, wherever you're going, whatever you're doing, thank you for being here. I hope you're safe. I hope you are well. We'll be hanging out with you for one more hour. That means 3 hours in the books. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. We have had a busy show. We got 1.5 of the college football playoff here, pretty much determining who's going to move on to the national championship. Down in Miami, Florida, Penn State leads Notre Dame 10-0. We got about 90 seconds to go here in the first half. Katron Allen had a 20-yard rush to actually put a touchdown on the board here. Or excuse me, Nick Singleton. This is what happens when you got all these damn running backs. Maybe we'll get some more points by the time we get into the second half. Other news throughout the course of the day. We learned about an hour ago that the NFL is moving the Vikings and the Rams. That game is no longer going to take place Monday night in Los Angeles. That playoff game has been moved to Glendale, Arizona. Due to all the wildfires, the game has been moved. And apparently, it appears that Riley Leonard is no longer in the game for Notre Dame. Nico, did I miss it? It looks like he is being evaluated for a concussion? It looks like he was pulled off of the floor.
Yeah, so he took a big hit after throwing the ball away, and he got up and was shaking his head, saying he was fine, but the trainers came on and said, you're coming out of this game, and now he's in the medical tent.
Oh, boy, here we go. So now Notre Dame has Angeli out on the field at the quarterback position. I guess if there is any type of silver lining, of course you want to get some points on the board before you get to halftime. Knowing that you are 90 seconds away from halftime, maybe that will give Riley Leonard a chance and an opportunity to, I don't want to say clear some cobwebs, because if he is concussed, there's no reason for him to be back in the game. But at least he'll have a little bit more time for evaluation and to potentially get back into it. And so Notre Dame here with their backup quarterback and almost fumbled the ball. So we'll keep you up to date. We knew that this game between Penn State and Notre Dame could get ugly, that it was going to be an ugly game, a defensive battle. We have two of the best defensive teams in college football going at it right now. But things could get worse with the Notre Dame's starting quarterback now being checked out in the medical tent. Never a good sign when the referee has to walk over to you and go, you got to get off the field, man. You have to get off the field. So we'll keep you up to date on this game between Penn State and Notre Dame. Also, a big old thank you to Ralph Russo for joining us from The Athletic. He covers all things college football on the national basis. And he came through and basically told us, listen, I don't care what happens tonight. If Ohio State wins tomorrow against Texas, Ohio State is probably going to beat the living hell out of whoever advances out of this game. And I certainly think so. I would favor them in that regard. If you want to be a part of the show, you can go ahead and hit the phones, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We have had such a busy day. College football, professional football. Nico, where do we start? Should we think about things on the professional side with the playoff games coming up? I mean, what are you thinking?
Yeah, we could do that. We talked about the Ravens and Steelers, but and then obviously the Rams and Vikings with that game getting moved. But we got some other games we could talk about too.
What games is tickling your fancy? Go ahead.
Well, the one that I'm the most excited about would be Eagles-Packers, just because as a Giants fan, I am a hater of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, my God.
So I'm looking forward to seeing Jordan Love make some noise in, at the link.
So how do you feel about this whole Saquon Barkley situation? Saquon didn't necessarily want to leave. I think it was in the best interest of the New York Giants and him, both of them, to go ahead and part ways, because the Giants are going nowhere. And if Saquon was on the Giants, they'd still be a bum-ass team. Now he has a chance to compete for a Super Bowl. Saquon Barkley also, you think about, how can I say this? Well, he had a chance to break the rushing record. They sat him down the other day. And you got a lot of Giant fans who are mad that he went to the quote-unquote enemy with the Eagles. So where do you stand with Saquon Barkley?
So I actually do think that the Giants were completely right to let Saquon Barkley walk in free agency. Because like you said, they still would have been horrible even if he was on the team. And they actually had a player in Tyrone Tracy who had 1,000 scrimmage yards and was a fifth-round pick who they're paying basically nothing. So I'm not saying that Tyrone Tracy is nearly as good as Saquon Barkley, but they got very good production from the running back position without having to pay a running back $12 million. The thing that I have an issue with is going to Philadelphia. I mean, there were other teams that clearly wanted a running back because the Packers went out and got Josh Jacobs. The Ravens went out and got Derrick Henry. The Texans went out and got Joe Mixon. I'm sure those teams were also interested in Saquon Barkley. So he could have made things a little easier by leaving the division and not carrying this on, where like now it's like every time Saquon does something, there's always so much hate towards the Giants. Why are the Titans not getting any hate watching Derrick Henry go crazy in Baltimore too?
Yeah, well, I mean, nobody, there's no beef between Baltimore and Tennessee outside of, oh, they're both in the AFC. Like, do you you take issue with Saquon going to a rival? Now, does that have more to do with you as a Giants fan or more to do with Saquon deciding, hey, I just, who cares? I'm going to play somewhere where I could win and be wanted. Like, he didn't do nothing wrong. You think he did something wrong?
I guess as fans, we overlook this part of it compared to how the players view it. But I'm a believer of that. Where, like, if you put on the Giant jersey and they have played the Eagles in big games while Saquon was on the team. I mean, they got blown out in that playoff game in 2022. But, like, I guess he doesn't have the same hatred for Philadelphia that the fans do. And I sometimes forget that, but I feel like they should. Like, that's the point of the rivalry, right?
Oh, no. The rivalry is for the fans and the players to a certain degree. But he, at the end of the day, he got to follow the check and he got to follow the money. Like, there are 32 teams. I play for one. And if one team doesn't want me or is not going to pay me, then I got to go to the other one. The rivalry, be damned. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, and then you think about the Eagles. I'm actually happy about this. See, Nico, I got no, what, a horse in a race? I don't have one. I do not care. The New York Jets are garbage. The Falcons suck. I don't care. I just want good football from here on out. I wouldn't, if we had a Super Bowl matchup, you see, I feel like I'm a giving type of guy. At some point over the next 5 years, I want to see Mahomes win more Super Bowls. I want to see Lamar Jackson win a Super Bowl. I want to see Josh Allen win a Super Bowl. I want to see Justin Herbert win a Super Bowl. I want to see Jalen Hurts win a Super Bowl. Now, is all of that going to happen? Probably the hell not. Probably not. But what I do want to see and I'm happy about is Jalen Hurts. I'm glad that he practiced yesterday for the first time after being in concussion protocol. I was thrilled with that. I'm happy that Saquon and everybody got a little bit of a rest. And then, yeah, okay, sure, fine. Jordan Love can have a little bit of a sore elbow, but he's going to play. I honestly expect, if everything goes to plan, and we know upsets happen in the NFL playoffs, I think we will be staring at an NFC championship game between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Lions. And then at that point, Nico, I don't know. I'm just rooting for good football because I can't root for one team in particular. I just can't do it. Are you rooting for any team? Yeah, you want the Eagles to lose, but are you looking forward to a team actually winning the whole thing?
I guess if I had to pick one, I'd probably say the Chargers just because of the Jim Harbaugh ties.
What? Okay.
But
explain. Do you think they're going to win now? Come on now.
No, they're probably not going to win a Super Bowl. But it's a fun story to root for. A team that, you know, had only 5 wins last year, first year head coach. My biggest thing is I'd like to see new teams that have never won finally get over the hump. And we actually have a good amount in this year's postseason. You got the Lions, Bills, yeah. Texans, Chargers, Vikings, all have never won a Super Bowl before. So I think it'd be cool for one of those teams to finally bring it home.
Let's go down the list. You ready? I'm going to tell you about the teams that will not win a Super Bowl this year. You ready?
I'm ready.
Texans and Chargers, they play. They ain't winning. Somebody got to win this weekend, but nobody's winning the Super Bowl. That's okay. Get that out the way. The Steelers are not winning a Super Bowl this year. The Broncos are not winning the Super Bowl. The Rams, not winning the Super Bowl. The Vikings, highly unlikely. I'm not counting them out, but highly unlikely. I don't know if I trust Sam Darnold to go all the way, so they're very close. The Buccaneers and Commanders not winning the Super Bowl. Packers not winning the Super Bowl. There's the short of it. Does that vibe with what you think?
You are very strict.
How am I strict? What am I missing? I mean,
what happened to a good Cinderella story?
That's for Disney. This Cinderella's Disney, right?
Yeah, I think.
That's for Walt Disney, not for me.
I don't know. I think it's cool. Yeah, root for the underdog. Look at the 2011 Giants. No one thought that 9-17 was going to do anything.
You think we're going to have one of those here? What is the likelihood?
I wouldn't say that the percentages are high, but to say that they definitely will not, I think is too far-fetched, in my opinion. I think you got to give him a chance.
Everybody has a chance. But the likelihood that the teams that I just mentioned that they won a Super Bowl, slim to none. I'm just saying.
Probably say fit less than 50% as well.
Yeah, well, I think I'd go lower than that. I think that, here we go. Chiefs, this is broad. Chiefs, Ravens, Bills, Lions, Eagles. That's it. And especially when you look at the NFC, Lions, Eagles, one of those two. And I think, you know, the Eagles can put up points with the Lions. So, and I think you think about home field advantage, of which the Lions will have all the way through. It's tough not to look at the Lions and kind of push them through. And I think as we discussed earlier on in the show, you think about the Kansas City Chiefs. If somebody beat them first, the Buffalo Bills haven't been able to do it. We had Lamar Jackson running around earlier this week telling everybody that the reason why he's had poor postseason play is because he's been antsy, especially earlier in his career. He feels last year was the first time that he just really stunk. A matter of fact, it's going to be tough. I mean, well, let's just say a little tougher for Lamar Jackson this weekend as the Ravens get ready to take on the Steelers. Because as we learned today, at a press conference by Coach Harbaugh, he let everybody know that the top wide receiver for the Ravens is not going to be available. Listen to John Harbaugh give us an update on Zay Flowers. Listen to his words carefully.
Zay Flowers is not going to be able to make it to the game this week, so he'll get started again next week, and we'll move forward with the guys we have, and we're excited about the guys we have, which is everybody else.
He'll get started again next week. I love that. You want to know why? Because there's no guarantee that there is going to be a next week. This is like that quiet confidence. Oh, yeah, we're going to beat the Steelers. Oh, yeah, our next game, we got the Bills or the Broncos. I like how he says he didn't use if, you know, if we advance. Why would he? If he said if we advance, he sound kind of lame. You're the head coach. Talk that talk. This is the guy who said that Lamar Jackson is probably going to be the greatest quarterback ever. And I'm not saying that he is, but from a talent perspective, Lamar Jackson this year, 41 touchdowns to 4 interceptions, 900 yards on the ground, another 4 TDs. I'm sorry. He's amazing. And does Derrick Henry have a lot to do with what he's able to? Yeah, they're complimentary of each other. But it doesn't take away. This guy has been absolutely amazing. And he has gotten better as a passer. So missing out on Zay Flowers against the Steelers, Saturday night on Amazon Prime. I'm not complaining. Not at all. Ravens have a chance. Some of these other teams, I'm sorry. No chance in hell. I'm sorry. Sorry, Nico. You're rooting for who now, though? Now that your Giants are gone? Who are you rooting for?
If I had to pick one favorite, it'd be the Chargers. But I'm open to any of the teams that have never won before.
The Chargers. Okay. Yep. Okay. Lions, I guess. I'm not going to say it'd be funny. How long is it going to take? See, this is either going to go real good or real bad. Dan Campbell is either going to win the Super Bowl, or along the way, he's going to do something dumb to get there. Which one do you think is going to happen?
I got faith in the Lions and Dan Campbell. I think he's gonna get it done. I don't know for sure if it's going to be this year, but it would have to be in the next couple of years.
Damn it, I hope it happens sooner than later. I mean, Dan Campbell coaches NFL games, and he's been successful on the back end, not at the beginning. He needs to be happy they didn't just fire him like some of these other guys. Dan Campbell coaches NFL games like he's playing Madden. Like, Nico, you ever play against somebody? It doesn't matter if it's 4th and 10, 4th and 20. It could be 4 and 30, and this person is going for it. I'm talking no field goals. I'm going for the first down marker, regardless of the yardage. You know somebody like this?
Those are my least favorite people to play against.
Oh, why? Because they buck convention?
Yeah, I mean, if I'm good enough to get the third down stop, I think I deserve the ball back. Now I got to make another play on defense. I'm very much against it.
Well, I mean, if they got to go 30 yards, if you can't stop them, then maybe you suck too. I'm just saying. It is tough, but that's how Dan Campbell coaches an NFL game. It's like fourth down. What is that? You want me to do what? Kick? No, we're not kicking. I don't care how far I got to go. Yeah, good luck to Dan Campbell. Good luck to the Detroit Lions. I know I'm rooting for him, too. I'm torn. And I guess I don't even care because I can't make it out. I love a good story. Chiefs three-peat, good story. Lamar Jackson winning a championship, good story. Josh Allen winning a championship, good story. That means probably and likely he got past the Chiefs. That's a good story. There's so many good stories here. Some teams that I don't care about, Broncos, don't care. Sorry. Commanders, nah, rookie quarterback, don't care. You'll have other chances. Buccaneers, Baker Mayfield, Super Bowl champ, hell no, not happening. Packers, you'll have your time somewhere down the line. But when it comes to the top teams, just give me some good football, please. As long as I don't have a Super Bowl like what the Patriots and the Rams gave us a few years ago, I think I'll be happy with that. I think. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back, well, damn it, at halftime, 10-3 Penn State leads Notre Dame. This is the exciting game that everybody looked forward to, as I am quite sarcastic in that regard. We'll take a break. I'll give you an update on the game. Of course, at the end of the show, we'll go through quite a few things that took place this day in sports history. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yep, college football playoff summer final matchup is here at halftime. Penn State leads Notre Dame 10-3. Okay. Also, bad news, and we talked about this right before the break. Riley Leonard pulled off of the field right before we went to halftime. It appears that he is being evaluated for a head injury, a concussion. And so not good news for Notre Dame. We'll see what happens as this game goes on. People expected one of these knock down, drag out type of games, two of the top defensive teams in the entire college football. But it's ugly and could get uglier for Notre Dame as things continue here. Marco Belletti is going to join us in a few minutes, and he'll provide a little bit more of an update as to everything going on in the world of sports. And this is very, very unfortunate. And this kind of lends towards what we discussed, I want to say about an hour ago, maybe more than an hour ago, as we learned that the Minnesota Vikings and the Los Angeles Rams are moving their game from Inglewood on Monday night. That playoff matchup is now going to be played in Glendale, Arizona, home of the Arizona Cardinals, because unless you've been living underneath a rock, Los Angeles is dealing with multiple fires and evacuations, and it's just bad all over the place. Even earlier today, we learned that a game between the Los Angeles Lakers and the Charlotte Hornets was canceled. Take a listen to this. This is courtesy of CBS Sports HQ. This is earlier.
Breaking news, more fallout from the fires in Los Angeles. Tonight's Lakers-Hornets game in L.A. has been postponed. It's the second professional sporting event to be postponed in Los Angeles over the last 24 hours. Last night's Kings home game in the NHL was also postponed. The NBA has not announced when this Lakers-Hornets game will be rescheduled. We'll, of course, keep you updated with all the latest as it pertains to sports and those L.A. wildfires right here on CBS Sports HQ.
And, you know, things just got worse. You know, we had a caller who hit us up and was just like, oh, you know, why Kawhi Leonard, you know, preferential treatment? Kawhi Leonard never plays. And I'm like, yo, Kawhi Leonard is a human being, too. Kawhi Leonard decided to step away from the Clippers to tend to his family. We don't know the specifics of what the hell was going on or is going on with his family. But I do know this. J.J. Redick is well within his right if he wanted to step away from the Lakers right now. J.J. Redick's house burned down. J.J. Redick, his house is gone. I'm supposed to judge Kawhi Leonard, what's going on with Kawhi and why he stopped and why he stepped away from the team? That's what I'm supposed to do? And how about this news that just came down the damn pipe? Oh, and it doesn't matter. This is just bad. Steve Kerr's 90-year-old mother lost her home in the Los Angeles area. Steve Kerr said this not too long ago. My mom is in good hands, but her house is gone. I've been on the phone with my siblings quite a bit. Steve Kerr said his 90-year-old mother, Anne, left her home in the Pacific Palisades after the evacuation orders early in the week. That's my hometown, he said. All my friends who are from there pretty much all lost their homes, their family homes, their childhood homes. Our high school is gone. The town looks like it's just been completely wiped out. It's surreal and devastating. Come on. Now, I'm supposed to, if Steve Kerr said, man, I got to take a couple days off, I'm supposed to be mad at Steve Kerr? Like, this is bigger than sports. This ain't not about preferential treatment, like. This is for real, life and death, and there have been people who have passed away. And yeah, I can only sit here on the radio and talk about the famous people that we know, but everybody matters, man. All the best to people in California. Have some empathy. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Charles is calling from Illinois. You're on the JR Sportbeat Show. What's up, Charles?
Hey, JR, it's been a while. I just want to say my prayers to all for all the people in California affected by these fires, their families. Like you said, we better have empathy. That could be us, right?
Yeah, man. Hey, listen, everybody's a human, regardless whether they're making millions or not. I don't want to think about my house burning down, my neighbor's house burning down, Kawhi's house. I don't want to think about nobody's house going up in flames.
You got that right, JR. You got that right.
What's
I
up,
just
Charles?
Want to say a little. I watched that game, man. It was the greatest game in my life as a long, diehard Detroit Lion fan. All I heard was Minnesota this, Minnesota that. Very few people was picking my Lions, but I just felt like at home we were going to shock and prove people wrong, and we did. It was just wonderful. Well, I'm watching games different now, mm-hmm. JR. I'm watching them different.
Optimism.
I'm watching
right?
them. Not just optimism. I'm watching them with a surreal confidence. I can't even explain it. I mean, we went from the hunted. I mean, from the hunter to the hunted. I mean, we got the bullseye on our, and we embrace it. It doesn't matter how many people we lose. Next man up is real in Detroit.
Well, let me tell you this. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish.
That's okay. I was just going to say I'm very proud of my team.
Okay. Well, I want you to listen to this, Charles, okay? The Detroit Lions have been so bad, so historically bad, I could never call them the Hunters. I know you're saying that they're now the Hunted. The Lions would just sleep. They've been sleeping for years. They've been sleeping since the 50s. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
Okay, so let's get that part out.
We've been rebuilding since the 50s.
Yeah, I know. That's one part. So now let's look at the other reality. I don't agree with the first thing that you said. I don't know if it's a matter of, back up against the wall or what you might listen to locally. I don't think people were running around saying that the Minnesota Vikings were going to just, now slay the Lions, or they're going to beat them, or they're going to smash them. I don't think that was the case at all. I mean, if people look at Sam Darnold and go, is he going to start next year? Are they going to keep him? Is he going to be this good? Is he going to be this great? Like, the Lions are the cream of the crop. The Lions are the team that has progressively gotten better. The Minnesota Vikings are the team that is pretty much in transition. I didn't hear anybody just saying, oh, wow, we got to watch out for the Vikings. I didn't hear that at all.
Well, okay, you go back a week ago when they beat Green Bay. They celebrated like they won the Super Bowl. And, and Detroit's saying, really? Okay, well, you're coming to our house. Many of the I listen to, all Al Hurd, Shine, all of them, I love them, and I enjoy their shows. It's fabulous. But a lot of times, at least Colin is the honesty broker, he calls himself, and he got the Monday edition where Colin was right, where Colin was wrong. He's been picking against my Lions. Then he has this YouTube late night where you can tell he's had a few, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. He's feeling himself, and he didn't show up when my Lions won.
Right.
He didn't show up and said nothing.
The opinions of a few don't necessarily carry the weight of many or reality, so I wouldn't worry about that.
I'm like, Colin, Shine, everybody else, keep picking everybody else. That's okay. We like it like that. Keep picking against
them. Well, don't give a damn about what people think or say. Just go by what you see. And the Lions are doing pretty good, Charles. Thank you, man.
Thank you, JR.
All right. Shout out to Charles calling from Illinois. I mean, look, the Lions are going to be underdogs until they're no longer underdogs. And they're no longer going to be underdogs if they ever win something. Now, can you imagine? What the hell is going to happen in Detroit if the Lions win a championship? Oh, my God. Marco Belletti, would you go out to the parade? You should, just for the experience, right? No?
Ooh, I think I'd pass.
Why? You don't want to experience that? Are they going to light cars on fire? What are they going to do out there? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either, which is why I think I'd want to watch that from a distance. I'm curious to see, but I don't know if I want to be right in there, right in the middle of it.
Are they like the top of the top of, if they won a championship, the fan base would just lose their you-know-what? I mean, in all of North American sports, what franchise? They got to be like one or two. They really can't be anything else, huh?
Yeah, no, they're up there. The Browns.
Oh, my God.
What would Cleveland do?
Browns, Lions. Is there an NBA team? No, right? Maybe Knicks?
The Knicks, probably. I mean, you could also ask the Jets in there, too. The only thing is that New York, it's not the same because it's not all of New York. You know what I mean? Like, it's all of Detroit. It's all of Cleveland. They root for one team, and that's fine. New York is weird in that regard because there's infighting inside their own city. So you're not going to get, mostly everybody's a Knicks fan, but not everybody's a Jet fan, not everybody. So it doesn't really work the same, I would think.
So is there baseball? Baseball, man. No, Tigers have
I mean, the Tigers, it's been a while, 84.
A's don't have, they don't even have a place to play.
Yeah, no, forget about that. Oakland's gone. I don't know. Would Pittsburgh really care enough if the Pirates won again?
Wow.
I don't know.
I think they would. Well,
such a football town. I mean, I'm sure that they would be into it, but.
Do Tampa fans care?
I know.
No, they don't.
No.
Damn. Well, the Cubs won. Yeah, I guess the Cubs would have been that team, but they won.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Cubs and the Red Sox, and they did it.
I was going to say, it was the Red Sox for the longest time, but, I mean, that's been gone for 20 years now, so.
Yeah.
again, I think the Pirates have offhand, I think it's 79 the last time they won, the We Are Family, but I just don't know if that town, as great as it is, that's a Steeler town, man. I don't know if they care enough where it would be that big, as big a deal as it is.
This city would lose its, you know, it would be Detroit,
yeah,
Cleveland with the Browns, mm-hmm, and New York with the Knicks. Those would be the three teams. If they ever won a championship, people would just, they would lose their minds. They would lose their minds. If the Knicks won a championship, what would happen in New York?
I don't know. I'm curious to see it, though. It's been a long time, man, so I don't know.
Would the subway still function that day? What would that parade look like down on Broadway?
I can't even imagine, because like I said, I mean, New York is weird because it's fractions in and of itself. As much as the Nets are here and it's Brooklyn and New York, but if the Knicks fans, that they take over New York, and as much as nothing brings New Yorkers together, the Knicks do. So yeah, I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Brooklyn Nets might as well not even exist.
Right. So they still look at them as, you know, the Jersey Nets. It seems no difference. So I don't know what New York would be, because I feel like it would be basically all of New York finally getting a title for the Knicks, especially you throw in, it's been a long time since New York has celebrated anything. So if you're able to do it now, you get a little extra hunger, because it's not like, Cleveland, at least they had, it's almost 10 years, but LeBron gave them something recently, so it quenched a little bit of the thirst.
Now, so it's Detroit. It's Detroit then. It really is.
Might be. I mean, when was the last time?
America's team.
What are we looking at, 89 with the Pistons? Is that 90, I should say?
No, that doesn't.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's been so long for them to win anything. Maybe?
Yeah, that doesn't.
Red Wings in 09 or 08?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I don't want to be that jerk, but yeah, it's not the same.
No. Lions, Nico, Lions. Is there a team? Are we missing a team, Nico?
The only other one that I was going to bring up would have been similar, because you mentioned the Browns. What about the Guardians? Because they haven't won since 1948.
Right. No.
But do they care enough about baseball the same way Marco was saying with Pittsburgh?
No. They had the deal. The team was stripped and left and then came back. I think there's a little bit more of an appreciation being that they didn't almost exist. You know, I mean, it went to Baltimore.
Well, they didn't for a couple of years, yeah.
Right, and then they had to come back. So you don't know what you got till it's gone. And they came back and they were worse. So I don't know, man.
Tim Couch right now is going, yo, man, what happened? Well, how did I wind up in here?
How many times did he get sacked that year? Did he get sacked like 60 times? That poor guy. What was that, 99, right?
Yeah.
99. Yeah. Yeah. Where's he at, right? What is he doing? Is he?
I don't know, but he's pissed right now.
Why? For what?
I'm sure he's sitting on his couch going, I just want to watch the college football semifinal. I didn't know. What are you bringing up that for? I don't want to hear about that.
Yeah, that guy was beat to oblivion.
He really was.
Yeah, that poor guy. Hey, expansion franchise. Don't play for him. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. This miserable-ass football game is going on in Florida. Maybe we'll get some offense. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We got a game. Notre Dame just tied Notre Dame just tied the game up. It is now 10-all. Notre Dame 10, Penn State 10. About 10 minutes to go here in the third. Penn State going on a 75-yard drive, ending with a Riley Leonard 3-yard touchdown run. Yep, Riley Leonard back into the game. All the Notre Dame fans could breathe a little bit of a sigh of relief after he had to exit the game right before halftime to get his head checked out. And so 10-all. We got a grinded out game. It might not be the most exciting, but this is what we all expected. Something that you can expect at the end of this show is something that I do every day at the end of every show, and it is going back in time. And right now it's time for us to go back in time. Today is January 9th. The year is 2025. It's time for a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back, 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 back.
Back in the
in the days when I was young. I'm not a kid anymore, but some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything, and it was primitive and lousy, and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
January 9th, 2025. It's time to go back in time. This day in sports history, January 9th in the year 2007, Cal Ripken and Tony Gwynn, God rest his soul, they were both elected into the Hall of Fame. Someone who was eligible who was not elected into the Hall of Fame, his name was Mark McGwire. It is 2025. Mark McGwire, he still ain't in the Hall of Fame. Sorry about that, Mark. Well, you apologize to yourself. January 9th, the year's 2010. Peyton Manning, this man at the time, he won his fourth MVP award. I want you to listen to this. We got another guy who won four. I'll tell you about him in a second. But at the time, the Associated Press, they bigged up Peyton Manning. And Peyton Manning was just like, man, there's some other guys who are deserving. Listen to this.
It's getting to be a habit with Peyton Manning. The Colts record-setting quarterback is the winner of the Associated Press NFL MVP Award for the fourth time. No one else has won it more than three times.
There are truly a number of other deserving candidates that easily could have won this award. And so that makes it even more humbling and special for me.
Yeah, well, Aaron Rodgers won it four times. Tom Brady won it four times. And how about this? Peyton Manning? Well, he won it five times. Tied with Brady. I forgot Brady won it after he left that guy, that Belichick guy, now at North Carolina. Peyton Manning, once again, can't run away from Tom Brady. How about this? January 9th, the year is 2012. You want to talk about college football? How about this? Alabama, they smoked LSU. 21-0. This is the first shutout in BCS title game history. You know what? Let's take a listen. This is the only touchdown from the game. Trent Richardson, he put this on the board, and he gave us some excitement.
Jim McElwain calling the plays, hammering away at the clock right now. And Richardson breaks free on the sideline. End zone. How about that? Finally, a touchdown between these two. The eighth quarter of warfare between Alabama and LSU, and Bama scores on a 34-yard touchdown run by the Doak Walker Award winner, Trent Richardson.
And there you have it, the highlight of Trent Richardson's football career, because he certainly didn't have no highlights with the Browns. My apologies. January 9th, 2017. Yeah, more college football playoff action. Clemson. Alabama, oh my God, they played in a classic. Clemson beat Alabama 35-31 to win the national championship. They upset Alabama. And you know what? When's the last time you heard anything positive associated with this name? Because Deshaun Watson, he threw the game-winning touchdown with 1 second left on the clock. Listen to this. He connects with Renfro.
Watson. Renfro, little man, makes another enormous play. 1 second remaining.
Man, it's kind of wild when you think about it. We just had the names Trent Richardson mentioned. We just had the name of Deshaun Watson mentioned, and they were positives. I don't know the last time you heard any of that. Oh, yeah, and to provide a little bit of clarity, I mentioned Tom Brady with the MVPs. That doesn't count the Super Bowl MVPs. Peyton Manning, 5 regular season MVPs. He has the most ever all by himself. Aaron Rodgers has 4. Tom Brady has 3 when it comes down to the regular season. And that, or those, were a few things that took place this day in sports history. It's January 9th. It's been January 9th all day long. I don't want to say that this month is flying by, but I guess time flies when you're having fun. Right now in the college football playoff semifinal matchup between Notre Dame and Penn State, the game is still tied at 10-all. Yeah, about 7.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Of course, we're going to talk about this tomorrow. We'll see how Hickey feels by the time he returns, if Penn State wins or loses. And then I'll also know whether or not Hickey is going to be here in Atlanta for the national championship. That's if Penn State advances. Nico, thank you so much for a great show. I appreciate it, man.
Thank you for having me on.
Of course, of course. Are you got a rooting interest? You rooting for any of these four teams? Do you care? No, right? Michigan's not here. You don't care.
Yeah, not really. Anyone but Ohio State, technically, is all I'd have to say.
Oh, okay. All right, Mr. Michigan. I appreciate that. Well, Nico, thank you again. I look forward to catching you down the line, okay?
You got it.
No doubt about it. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. If you've missed a minute or a second, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Thank you to Ralph Russo for joining us from The Athletic to talk some college football. We'll be back tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Talk football, college football, NFL football. It's playoff football everywhere. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Please be safe, be well. Be cool, be smooth. Thank you to everybody watching on the stream as well on YouTube. It's the Infinity Sports Network. The JR Sport Brief Show's done. Bart Winkler coming up next. Thank you, Nico.